Speaking to reporters this week, Voss tied funding for the engineering building to what he called staffing bloat at state colleges as well as diversity programs.
We would love to be able to find a way to get to yes by having the university work with us on controlling the number of positions that they have added.
But Charlie Hoslett with UW-Madison disagrees.
There's these other conversations going on that are complicating this, but our message to them is the engineering building is clearly needed.
He says Madison's engineering college can accept less than 20% of its applicants due to space limitations. Earlier this month, 40 state business leaders signed on to a letter advocating for the building. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.